Hi everybody, my name is Ken Fallon and you're listening to another exciting episode of Hacker Public Radio. Seeing as everybody else is doing one of these What's In My Bags, I thought I might as well do one because I'm preparing for OHM 2013 and so I was going through my bag, as you do. So, I have a Targus laptop bag, which actually I had a cheapo laptop bag prior to this. It's kind of a rucksack thing. And this is, you know, you'd think Targus is a better brand, but actually I prefer the other one, you know, a cheap off-the-shelf one. It was more stable. The thing about this one is it tends to topple over if you leave it down. But anyway, what we have on the right-hand side, drying at the moment because I used it yesterday, is normally kept a very tightly rolled up poncho. And the reason for that is that I use public transport to go to and from work. And I would normally wear my coat and stuff, but sometimes you just get caught by the weather, and a poncho is really, really handy to use. Also for the kids, if you're on a wet bench or something, you can take out the poncho and put it down there. On the other side, I usually keep a bottle of water that I fill up either in work or here at home or at the airport, which is the train station that I tend to go past. So in the laptop compartment itself, there's a kind of a divider for space for two laptops, and I usually have my work laptop in there, which is a Dell, what's it called, a Dell something or other. And then on the other side, I have at the moment got my Perl pocket reference book. I'm adding this is like a B5, you know, which is, if you take a A4, cut it in half and cut it in half again, then it would be that sort of size. It kind of fits in your back pocket really thin. Two of these I've got, Perl pocket reference, which I'm beginning to understand now thanks to Dave Morris' help with Perl. And the other is Essential System Administration pocket reference book. And up, I'm just looking up at my bookshelf, and I have the full volume of that, Essential System Administration, from O'Reilly as well. And that is a very good book. It gives you the Linux commands, AIX, FreeBSD, HPUX, and Solaris variants of a particular thing. So I just picked a random display amount of physical memory on AIX is LS attribute minus capital H, capital E, minus 1, S0, sys 0-A. Space real mem. FreeBSD is grep memory, var run boot message dot boot. HPUX is d message grep physical. Linux is utype free, and Solaris utype d message grep mem. So that's kind of useful, doesn't take up too much space. I happen to have three Raspberry Pi magazines, which I print off in booklet form. I have a little script that does that. Most printers will allow you to do that. So say a, you know, 35 page gets cut down, you're not wasting that much stuff. The reason I keep them around is I give them to people or I just read them. So the other laptop that's in there at the moment, sometimes I don't have a laptop. I only carry one laptop. Sometimes I carry two, depending on what I'm doing. I have a 14-inch HP that I probably shouldn't have bought, because shortly after that, this laptop here, which is an Acer Chrome, came onto the market. I got this one. It was 270, ended up being about 270 euros, and it's the C7 model. And I'm currently working on trying to get Linux on there. I was able to get Linux on there, but what I'm actually aiming for is to get Chrome, Sonar Linux on there, because I'll give you more reasons about that later. So what I'll be putting in there as well is the power supplies for those two as well. I usually carry with me a full wired mouse, optical wired mouse as well. I always carry that because it's just more convenient than trackpads. So if you're at a meeting or something, you just take out your mouse, and then you have I'm more productive with a proper mouse, just put it that way. So that's pretty much it for the front. One thing I do carry with me at all times is my Sansa Clip MP3 player, or well, it's running Rockbox, so it's an OG player anyway. So call it a music player, and I use it pretty much exclusively for listening to podcasts, music podcasts, or Linux podcasts, or in the case of the chaps from Scotland over there, a mixture of Tuxjam and the like, a mixture of Linux and music podcasts. I also use it as a backup for my TrueCrypt encrypted drive, which I synchronize with some scripts to various different devices, so that I have my password, that text file is kept in that encrypted drive and that sort of thing. Also, I carry around a mobile phone with me. Up until recently, that has been a HTC Desire original version. But in one of these websites, iBod or whatever you call it, there was a Huawei Ascend 500 for a reasonable price. I think 150 smacks with 20 euro rebate. And I'm running pretty much the base. I ROMed it and ran CyanogenMod, and it was very, very, very unstable because it was a very unstable version. So I went back to the original firmware with some mods, and I was able to remove all the crudware from it, and I'm just mostly running applications from FDroid at the moment. So that's that. I also have a podcasting box, which is which contains my Zoom H2, which has got two stands on it. One is a small little tripod stand that's goes into the back of it. It's a nice little player, actually. It allows you to record front, back, multiple mono channels together, so that you can bring them so you can do stereo at the back mic, stereo at the front mic, and it splits that up into two different WAV files with stereo and whatever. But it's pretty good for recording interviews, and you can also use it as a external microphone for the laptop. If I'm using Mumble, I'll tend to use that as well. I've hacked up one of those almost famous IKEA desk lamps to hold that. The stand that's in it now is a regular microphone stand, so that screws into the back, into the bottom of it, and I've got a fluffy cover on that to protect it. One thing I also have is the power supply for that, and I've got two additional Sansa clips, and because my regular train station is the airport, I was able to get two remove before flight red stickers, red kind of key ring holders, which I've attached to those. They're running, I haven't had a chance to put Rockbox on them, so they're running the standard OS, and the reason for those two is because as a backup for when I'm recording shows. The other evening I was recording a 2-hour interview, and it went down the drain because I didn't, and I also forgot to have a backup. When I was recording in the field at Og Camp and whatever, I normally just will clip these onto somebody's lapel and continue to record. So that's pretty much the podcasting box. And then in the front top pouch, I have my passport at the moment, which is just normally there, I can tell you that. And I have two small USB cables. And at the moment, I've added a USB AC adapter in there. And they're only about, half a foot long, 30 centimeters long, both of them. One of them has got the fixed micro USB. The other one has got a micro USB, a mini USB, and a micro USB adapter. So that allows me to charge two things from my laptop. And my Sansa Clip is one of the old models that uses the micro USB, although the other two ones the two new ones uses the micro, and the one I'm currently using uses the normal USB. So what else have we got here? That little adapter is kind of handy because the microphone that the Zoom H2 also uses the mini USB, so I can use that to use as a microphone onto the PC. And to be honest, the next section of my laptop bag I rarely use, and that's the pouch, but the center pouch at the front. So I've got some pens in there, which I've completely forgotten that I had. I've got one, two, three at the minute Raspberry Pis on my desk. I've got two more. And the reason I have so many Raspberry Pis is because when they came out originally, I ordered two, and then I forgot that I ordered two, and then I also ordered two on another site. So when I was waiting so long, I ordered some more, and I basically forgot how many Raspberry Pis I ordered, which is actually great to be so solvent. I'm not that solvent anymore, but but what has happened is I tend to give these, it'll come up into a discussion about a Raspberry Pi, or I'll have one around, and I'll give them to people and say, oh, I'll give you, how much is that? And I'll say, yeah, you go to onemypi.com and you can buy it and you can get a case and whatever. I just recommend that site because I've had a very quick response from them. They usually have them in stock. And then I just give them to them and go, oh, it's only, this is only like 40 euros all in. And I say, here, I can give you 40 euros. And I say, no, I don't want 40 euros. What you do is you take that one, you use it for a while, and then you order one. And then you can give me the old one back. So that's fine. And what usually end up happening is the person will go and order the one for me. And when they're on the site, they go, oh, I'll just get another one for myself. Like, that's only whatever. I'll keep it under the 100 euros, whatever. And since then, I've got about 10, if not 12 different people to try Raspberry Pis. This includes husbands of my co-workers and vendors who have come in and taken them, run the Raspberry Pi on them, or run XBMC on them and stuff. So yeah, that's pretty so I always keep a few Raspberry Pis around for that purpose. And I have a various different selection of cases now as well, as a result of that. So then that actually will probably go to explain what's in the other bag. It's a Ziploc bag, and in there I've got a HDMI to VGA adapter, which I got on Deal Extreme or DX.com, which is a Chinese site that sends stuff, that sells stuff quite quickly. Big warning, if you are going to that site, you will lose 4 or 5 hours of your life, so just be careful about that. And also you'll probably end up spending a lot more than you wished. The quality of the stuff varies randomly, but the one thing that they do is they even have video slots and video excerpts of the unboxing of the stuff, and they tend to have lots of actual photos, so you do get a feel for what the product's going to be like, whether it's crappy or not. And usually the difference in price is only a few dollars between the good one that's got lots of recommendations and the other one that might not be. So that's a very handy adapter. You do need to modify your settings.txt for the Raspberry Pi, but I keep that text file handy on my laptop, so I might post that in. But if you look in the settings.txt, there's the very first line will give you HDMI something or other, and it's commented out. If you enable that to 1, then it'll send it out via the VGA port. So that's a very handy little thing. The other thing I have is A-to-A USB adapter. So that's the typical, original type USB adapter, male to male. And I use that to power the Raspberry Pi from a USB hub. Then I have another micro USB cable, don't know why. Then I have a USB to serial connector, which I have never used in all the time that I have it in my bag, but I've given it to about 20 different people who have used it for connecting into servers and stuff. So always nice to be a good citizen there. Oh, and I have a HDMI to DVI connector for, again, connecting a Raspberry Pi. And I have given away a small little HDMI cable. It's another one I got on Deal Extreme. A small 30 centimeter HDMI cable, which is kind of handy for connecting up that. So I need to put a HDMI cable in there as well. I've got a short 1.5 meter network cable just in case. And I've got, and this is something I've been carrying with me for years, not necessarily this cable, but in my laptop bag has always had this, and that is a crossover cable. I haven't needed to use one in a while, but they are super handy when you do need them to set up just a very quick ad hoc network. You can connect in one Ethernet cable on one PC directly to another PC, so very, very handy, very easy to make as well if you want them. And the last thing, which is kind of cool, is a small little rubber keyboard, which is about the same size as, you know, half an A4 sheet, A4 sheet in landscape. And that's just super handy to have a little keyboard if ever you want to mess with your Raspberry Pi and somebody's got a TV around. And it's really light and just fits in. So with the Raspberry Pi, with all the Raspberry Pis that I have in there, I've got a keyboard, Raspberry Pi, VGA or HDMI connector, and Bob's your uncle. When I'm actually traveling somewhere else, you know, if I'm going for longer distance that I'm not going to be using my own laptop, I'll have a little USB hub, which I then connect all this stuff to, and then I can charge my phone, my wife's phone. This Raspberry Pi then can power a TV or whatever. So I haven't really had a call to use that, but it's nice to know that it is there. But the vast majority of time I just have my work laptop in my bag and the poncho, and that's basically it. So work laptop and poncho is basically what I would consider required. And my phone, of course, and my MP3 player and my wallet, which contains my public transport card and my driver's license, which I need to carry even though I don't have a car. It's a national identity card, otherwise it's you're going to get fined. And of course my bank pass, but that's about it. Well, that's it, folks. That's what's in my bag. So tune in tomorrow for another exciting episode of Hacker Public Radio.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All BinRev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.